Friends of the Earth International, celebrating 40 years of mobilization, resistance and transformation.
Mina Rahman from Friends of the Earth Malaysia. In my language, we would say Sahabat Alam Malaysia.
Mina, what are the most important fights that your national group, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, has been doing in the last years?
We have been one of the oldest environmental organizations in Friends of the Earth International. We were actually founded in 1983, and we joined Friends of the Earth International in 1985. In fact, one of the first groups to host Friends of the Earth International and be part of Friends of the Earth International. So we're very proud of that. Since those early days and now, one of the biggest fights that we have had is the defense of the rainforest, because Malaysia is a mega biodiverse country. It's got one of the most beautiful and luscious tropical forests in the world, and we have indigenous population that is also inhabiting these forests and depending on the forest for a long time. So we have our work in defending the forest, fighting for indigenous people's rights, going to court on behalf of indigenous peoples because they are not able to represent in an illegal case. So we are actually going to helping lawyers, and together with our own lawyers, going to court in defense of their rights and stopping logging companies, stopping a big dam that is being built. One of the earliest successes was actually kicking out Mitsubishi Chemicals of Japan from our country because they brought in a technology. It's called rare earth. Right now, you know that one of the most important elements in the world is rare earth. They use it in semiconductor, in LEDs, in television, and so on. So it's a very expensive commodity now. At that time in 1985, we fought this company which was dumping radioactive waste in a community of 10,000 people. And we went, not only did we, the people mobilize when they realized that this was radioactive contamination, they joined together, they marched on the streets, they got arrested, they got put in jail, including even myself, 47 days in solitary confinement because of this case. But we managed to kick the company out, so it's a huge success for us. And now we are fighting another company which is similar. And also in relation to the fishing communities, one of our big work is mangrove, the protection of mangrove forests, which is very important for Southeast Asia because these are forests that are very important along the coast to sustain fish life. It supports the fishing communities as a very important both livelihood and for food. And the mangrove forest is also a natural adapter to
en el aire, like, noticias when tsunamis mundo happen, real.
They are very important defense mechanisms, even for hydrology and so on. So we work with fishing communities and who stop the destruction of mangrove forest, who are helping in regenerating the forest. So our work is very, very connected to grassroots struggles, and at the same time it's also very active in trying to influence government policy on the environment. So we are working at many levels, including in the international negotiations, like in climate change.
Mina, why do you think it is important to be part of Friends of the Earth International?
And Friends of the Earth International is a very powerful movement, actually, because it is all over the world. It's a global movement. And we, from the very beginning of Friends of the Earth Malaysia, have realized that you cannot just concentrate on local or national issues, because many of our problems stem from international structural causes. For instance, when we were fighting our dam, the building of a huge hydroelectric dam in Malaysia, We recognize this. Today you can fight one dam. Tomorrow there will be another dam. Day after tomorrow it will be another dam, either because of funding from international financial institutions or policies from international institutions like the World Trade Organization that is protecting and transnational companies and giving them more and more power and making our governments having less and less power. And many of our governments, either because they are pressured or because they don't know or because they also want to be a big player in these processes, sign away the rights of people. So we have always felt that local struggles are connected to international structures, and therefore if we want to have any change, we have to work at the global level. This is why Friends of the Earth is so important to us.
Mina, what do you remember from the period that you were the chair of Friends of the Earth International?
I think one of the most wonderful times during the time that I was chair is that we managed to come together as a federation much more closer, because we had a process of doing our strategic plan. We had a vision, we had a mission, we revisited this, we had big fights over each word, but I think we came out very strong. We have a strategic plan, we have a strategy with a slogan called Mobilize, Resist and Transform, which I think is very, very deep and very, very powerful. And then now we have managed to do a membership development strategy as well, which we're trying to ensure that more and more groups become more and more politically aligned, that our national and grassroots work is much more connected, so that we are, when somebody does work in Uruguay, it means it has the same effect as it would have in Malaysia. Or when somebody is based in the United Kingdom, is doing some work there, it has meaning for us in our part of the world. So this is the kind of interconnectedness and coherence and solidarity that we need a lot more. So I'm very proud to have belonged to this organization. And one of the most beautiful parts of this organization is its diversity. I mean, it's many of the groups are working on frontline struggles, grassroots struggles. If you ask Friends of the Earth in many parts of our world, they will say that we are very important because we work with people who are defending forests, people who are defending their territories, people who are kicking out big companies like our friends in Nigeria fighting Shell. So we are proud to belong to a federation that is not just about talking, but it's actually doing, and it's communicating and being in solidarity with the people who matter most in the world, and that's the poor. And of course, for us, environmental justice is important, Mother Earth is important, so we also are very passionate about these issues. So for me, Friends of the Earth is a very exciting federation. We fight and we challenge and we struggle and we inspire each other, and I'm very proud to belong to this organization. Can't you see? So turn the charge.